Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
The government shutdown now in day 10 with no sign of Democrats or Republicans finding a compromise. 750,000 furloughed workers receiving only a partial paycheck today. And the Trump administration now moving ahead with firings.
The White House budget director writes in a new social media post that layoffs of federal workers have begun. A spokesperson for the budget office said the reductions are, quote, substantial, but didn't give details on who was targeted and at what agencies and departments. The president has called it a, quote, unprecedented opportunity and said he was looking to make cuts at what he called Democrat agencies. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
In Tennessee, crews on scene of that deadly blast at a high explosives plant southwest of Nashville today. Officials say at least 19 are unaccounted for and there are fatalities. The trade rift between the U.S. and China flaring up after President Trump threatened to impose steep tariffs on China over China's hike on rare earth exports. This is ABC News. Attorney General Pam Bondi reportedly caught off guard by the effort to indict New York Attorney General Letitia James, according to multiple sources that tell ABC News. The indictment was secured after President Trump replaced the top U.S. attorney in Virginia, who said there was not enough evidence in that case, and replaced with his former defense attorney, Lindsay Halligan. Here's ABC's Catherine Folders.
According to sources that we've been speaking to, not only was the Attorney General Pam Bondi caught completely off guard by this, but the senior levels of the Department of Justice were as well. Remember, with Comey, we reported that senior Justice Department officials didn't support it, but they weren't left in the dark. We have learned through our sources that they only learned that Tish James was indicted after Lindsey Halligan had already presented to the grand jury.
Much of the eastern seaboard bracing for heavy rain this weekend. A storm in the southeast set to barrel up the coast and turn into a nor'easter with possible flooding and power outages. New Jersey's governor already issuing a state of emergency. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 5 o'clock, so that means it's time for the WRCO evening news. For tonight, look for clear and crisp conditions with a low of 37. Patchy frost possible early tomorrow. Bright and beautiful day with a high of 69. And scattered clouds tomorrow night with a low of 45. Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny. The winds are out of the east-northeast at 4 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 71 degrees.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Commercial, residential plowing, skid steer, mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, egress windows, landscaping, and land clearing. Advanced Contracting Solutions' comprehensive array of landscaping and groundscaping services makes it a one-stop shop. They manage all property for any lawn care needs. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions' goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center. Call them at 608-475-3973.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A judge is holding off, at least for now, on part of his ruling that would have required proof of citizenship for voter registration in Wisconsin. Waukesha County Judge Michael Maxwell paused the requirement until lawyers argue the issue in court October 31st. He agreed to the delay after the DOJ warned his order could force a months-long shutdown of the online voter registration system. Other parts of the ruling, like reviewing current voter lists, will still move forward. While the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is still recommending the COVID-19 vaccine for most residents, data shows the vaccination rate remains low this year. The agency issued the guidance nearly a month ago after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention stopped recommending the vaccine for most people. Since then, DHS officials say only about 2% of Wisconsin residents have received the most recent booster. They also say scheduling an appointment for the booster through national pharmacy chains has become more difficult. The curtain will rise tonight on the Community Players of Southwestern Wisconsin production of Pride and Prejudice. Pride and Prejudice is one of the best-known romances in English literature. Written by Jane Austen when she was only 21, it was first published 17 years later in 1813. The main plot recounts the relationship between the witty and independent Lizzie Bennet and the proud but socially awkward Mr. Darcy. After getting off on the wrong foot at their first meeting due to his pride, Lizzie takes an instant dislike to him, her prejudice. As events unfold with the other characters, Lizzie is able to reassess her opinion of Mr. Darcy and see that she was too hasty in her appraisal of his character. Pride and Prejudice will be presented tonight and tomorrow at 7 with a Sunday matinee at 2 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Tickets will be $15 for adults and $10 for children. If you can't make tonight's performance or this weekend's performances, you can still catch it next weekend, same times and same place. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds the public that candlelight hikes, fall festivals, and other seasonal events will be held throughout October and November at Wisconsin State Park System properties. With over 307,000 acres of public land, state parks, forest, recreation areas, and trails host some of the state's best fall foliage and fall color viewing. Devil's Lake State Park will host a seasonal scavenger hunt tomorrow from 10:30 to 2:30. Participants will receive a set of clues to go on a scavenger hunt, hike along the north shore of the lake to complete the scavenger hunt. Some challenges require a GPS unit provided by the Nature Center or smartphone. You'll receive a small prize for completing one of the challenges. Drop in anytime between 10:30 and 2 to pick up your clues at the Nature Center, then head out for an adventure. This program is great for all ages. On Saturday night, October 25th, from 4 to 8, experience the magic of Devil's Lake at Halloween. The event meeting place is the Rock Elm Shelter North Shore Picnic Area. There will be crafts and free pumpkin carving from 4 to 6. From 6 to 8, enjoy the campfire, a one-mile family-friendly torch-lit hike, s'mores, and new this year, wear your costumes for a costume parade. At dusk, take a walk along the torchlit path to see the lit-up jack-o'-lanterns. Pick up your snake trivia game cards at the Rock Elm Shelter before you head out on your hike. All activities are free, but donations are welcome. This is an all-ages, all-abilities, family-friendly event. A fall candlelight event will be held Saturday night, October 18th at Mirror Lake State Park. Bring friends and family to join the park staff and friends of Mirror Lake for this fall mystery candlelight hike. Hike along the easy one-mile torchlit trail and discover clues to help solve the mystery of who the special guest is, then meet them at the end. When you are not out on the trail, enjoy hot chocolate and goodies around the roaring campfires. Meet at the Mirror Lake Beach Picnic Area at 6. This event is free, but a vehicle admission sticker is required. Richland County is expected to receive over $489,000 through the end of 2038 of opioid settlement funds. In February of 2023, the Richland County Health and Human Services Veterans Standing Committee approved the creation of a committee to determine the best way to serve the community utilizing these funds. After reviewing the Richland County Opioid Settlement Fund's use assessment completed by Southwestern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, three primary goals were identified: prevention, treatment, and recovery. The needs assessment found that, in Richland County, the need for treatment exceeds the capacity. Recovery is about returning people to lifestyles that are productive and functioning in their family, workplace, and communities. The first steps in long-lasting recovery are preventing overdose deaths and finding treatment options. There needs to be an understanding that the recovery process happens slowly. Part of supporting those in recovery is removing barriers to long-term recovery, providing life skills, education, and guidance. The needs assessment provided three recommendations to achieve these goals: increase capacity of existing services within the designated agencies, task a person or a position with coordinating the existing resources, either in Richland County or regionally, so that information is more widely available and not in silos, and find ways to help remove or reduce barriers. Applications for funding can be turned in at any time to the Director of Richland County Health and Human Services. Grant applications will be reviewed twice a year in November and May by the Community and Health Services Committee, with final approval by the full county board. Eligible applicants are Richland County nonprofit organizations and those that serve Richland County residents, businesses in Richland County, schools, and local governmental agencies. Since the funds will be available over a period of 14 years, the needs of the community may change, and the utilization of these funds may also change. Ultimately, the applicant must address how the proposed grant would meet the needs of the community related to opioid use. Eligible projects are those that support efforts to educate, train, and prevent harm from consequences of opioids. Funds can also be used to support those that work directly with individuals who are impacted by the opioid epidemic. Once a project is awarded, the applicant is allowed to start the month following the award being granted. All applicants must be present at the Richland County Community and Health Services Committee meeting to answer questions. Awards will generally be between $1,000 and $25,000. Projects can be renewed annually if funding allows and all reporting requirements have been met. Grant funds will be distributed quarterly on a reimbursement model unless otherwise approved by the full county board. All projects must be operational within 3 years of the project start date.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87, of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois, died September 29th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87, of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois. Neil H. Jorgensen, 86, of Verona, died September 8th following a courageous battle with cancer. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 2:30 at Kingdom Hall in Middleton. Friends may call at Kingdom Hall Saturday from 1:30 until the time of service at 2:30. In lieu of flowers, a donation can be made to a hospice care center of your choice, Worldwide Work of Jehovah's Witnesses, or a charity of your preference. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements for Neil H. Jorgensen, 86, of Verona. Laura Mae Elliott, age 95, died September 3rd. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 3 to 9 at the Woodman Community Hall. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorials be sent to Boscobel VFW or American Legion, Grant County Cancer Coalition, or Wisconsin River Trail Organization. Laura Mae Elliott, age 95. Linda Gentis, 76, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly September 6th at home as a result of a rapid infection. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Sunday at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center with memory sharing and music. Linda's ashes will be spread on the family farm in Chenoa, Illinois at a later date. Friends may call at the Phoenix Center Sunday from 11 until 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Linda Gentis, 76, of Richland Center. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Casanova, died suddenly last Friday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at 4 o'clock Sunday at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Military honors will be held at the funeral home by the Casanova American Legion Post 491, McNamara, Jasper. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Casanova. Patricia A. Muller, age 93, died October 2nd at Casa de Oaks Assisted Living Facility in Reedsburg. A funeral mass will be held Monday at noon at St. Joseph's Catholic Church of Baraboo. Burial will follow at St. Joseph's Cemetery in Baraboo. Friends may call at the church Monday from 10:30 until 11:45. The Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family of Patricia A. Muller, age 93. Peter J. Bremer, 75, of Muscadet, died Monday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Tuesday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Peter J. Bremer, 75, of Muscadet. Darlene Murphy, 86, of Spring Green, died Wednesday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 4 to 7, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's Catholic Church or Grace Hospice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Darlene Murphy, 86, of Spring Green. Mary Barnett, 97, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Saturday, October 18th at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday, October 18th, from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to Schmidt Woodland Hills or St. Mary's Catholic Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Barnett, 97, of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, hope you enjoy this sunny day that we just had. We're watching high pressure build in from the northwest. Should bring us clear skies tonight and still quite a bit of sunshine tomorrow. Temperatures just a few degrees cooler than what we had today, but still several degrees above normal. We are expecting south winds to return to the area Sunday, boosting temperatures a bit. Also bringing in a little bit of moisture as another front approaches the area. That should bring some showers in the afternoon to parts of Minnesota and Iowa, with a chance of showers around our area Sunday night into early Monday. At this time, it doesn't look like anything too heavy. Behind that, temperatures will cool off slightly going into the mid part of next week. Looks like another weather system could come our way by late Wednesday or Thursday with our next chance of some rainfall. Here's that forecast now for tonight. Generally clear skies as temperatures drop down to 41. North wind up to 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow, rather pleasant with plenty of sunshine. High at 67. Northeast to east wind between 5 and 10 miles per hour. Sunday, partly sunny, breezy and mild. Low in the mid-40s. High near 70. Chance of a couple of light showers coming up Sunday night. Monday, a chance of showers early, then breaks of sun in the afternoon. Low at 53, high 67. Tuesday, partly cloudy, slightly cooler. Low in the upper 30s, high 61. Wednesday, partly or mostly cloudy, maybe some showers late. Low 40, high 61. And Thursday, mostly cloudy with a good chance of showers. Low in the low 40s with a high in the low to mid 60s. There'll be a continued chance of some scattered showers next Friday and turning a touch cooler as well. Have yourself a nice evening out there. Enjoy the weekend as well. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for bill pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and 71 degrees after a high today of 73 and a morning low of 47. Yesterday's high was 68 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1938 is 84 degrees with a record low of 17 set back in 1964. Last year's high was 74 with a low of 35. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:27 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:10. Winds are out of the east at 6 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.95, and we received 22 107 inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 71 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. I really like spring and fall. I dislike the bitter colds of winter and the extreme heat and humidity of summer. But the beautiful greens of new grass and crops and the sunburst of colorful blossoms in the spring, as well as the changing colors in the trees and bushes in the fall, are very amazing. As the days are shortened in the fall, the plants and trees receive less sunlight and the leaves begin to turn colors. Now, in my 60s, I'm experiencing a slowing down of all my bodily and mental functions. But just as the trees in their days of decline can show off a beautiful array of colors and majesty, I can reveal the glory of God to others even in my days of decline. I've never been accused of being normal or drab. I could choose to sit on the sidelines and slowly fade away, or I can choose to stay in the middle of culture and reflect the presence and beauty of Jesus Christ to everyone I encounter. That only occurs because of the transformation that Jesus has brought and is bringing into my mind and spirit. Paul told Timothy to not let people look down on him because of his youth, but to be an example of Jesus Christ through his right living. Friends, we should be more of an example of Jesus as we age. We need to share the example of the love of Christ that has transformed our lives with those in our sphere of influence. When we do that, we will be a witness to a world that desperately needs Jesus. So, hey, go out there and be colorful.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's area high school football matchups.
Kickabula Farms plays in North Crawford among a number of area games. Waniwak Weston at Wisconsin Heights. Highland and DeSoto are playing this weekend. In 11-player football tonight, Adams Friendship at Berlin, Westby at Luther, Wisconsin Dells at Nakusa, Black River Falls at Viroqua, Sparta at Reedsburg. In the SWAL, Mineral Point at Benton Scales Mount Scholesburg, Belleville at Fenimore, Cuba City at Darlington, Iowa Grant at Boscobel. Southwestern East Dubuque plays at Fulton. Six Rivers Conference action. It's Pecatonica Argyle at Potosi Cassville. Wazika Seneca is at River Ridge. And Blackhawk Warren is at Riverdale. Here's Riverdale coach Jeff Johnson talking about scenarios. Riverdale is not out of the playoff conversation yet.
A win this week would really help us. Winning out would almost guarantee us. But if we get a win in one of the next two, there's a chance. I don't know how close that chance is, but we're on the bubble.
Chieftain coach Jeff Johnson, his team at Pickering Park tonight. And in the Scenic Bluffs, Nisida at Royal, Bangor at New Lisbon, Hillsborough travels to Cashton, and Ithaca at Brookwood. The Bulldogs are figuring that they need a win or two coming up if they're going to make the playoffs. Here's co-head coach Kyle Kelly.
for what I truly think to give us our best chance, we have to win both. All on the point system. Every time you win, you get more points depending on who you beat. So like I said, if we get these two and go in 6-3, it's possibility of outside shot of a home game. If we drop them both, I don't think we'll make it. And if we go 1-1, I think it'll be a flip of a coin if we do make it.
That's Kyle Kelly of Ithaca. They're on the road at Brookwood tonight. Also, Lancaster is at Prairie du Chien in the Southwest Conference. Platteville at Dodgeville. Richland Center is on the road at Broadhead. Here's Coach Andy Troxell of Richland Center.
We want to make sure that we take care of business on Friday, you know, and they're looking for a win, right? They're 0-7. They want to go, you know, start with one, right, and build from that. And we understand that. And we do not want to be that team, you know, that's 1-7 for them. So, we'll hopefully take care of business. And then ultimately we'll finish off the regular season at home against a Prairie team that's having success this year, you know. But it's a very, very different Prairie team than last year as well. And we know that as well.
The Hornets at Broadhead Judah. And our game of the week tonight features a team once beaten in the conference, that being the New Glarus Glarner Knights. And the River Valley Blackhawks have not been beaten in the conference. Here is Coach Tyler McClain.
Their offense is very similar to ours. Defense, they do some things very similar to us as well. You know, we can't get a sort of out of characteristics. You know, it might be sometimes looking at ourselves in a mirror here in a sense. But again, it's really which team's going to be more disciplined in doing their job consistently out there every single play. I think our boys have done a very nice job with that each and every week, and they keep embodying that. Again, I think that's going to be something that's going to be super important here on Friday night, especially when maybe these stakes are a little bit higher if you start to look at sort of the external factors with it. But a lot of discipline needs to be played with whichever team that come out on top.
The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show begins at 6:35 tonight, and then it's kickoff time at River Valley between the Blackhawks and New Glarus. I am Phil Nee, courtesy of WRCO Sports.
Dr. Seuss once said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether the questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Richland Center and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
Ian Happ blasted a three-run homer in the first, and the Cubs made it stand up Thursday night for a 6-0 win. That evens the National League Division Series against the Brewers at 2 games apiece and sets up a deciding game in Milwaukee tomorrow. Happ's home run came off Brewers ace Freddie Peralta. Milwaukee hitters managed only 2 singles and a double while being shut out. Lefty Jose Quintana is tentatively scheduled to start tomorrow's game. Pre-game will be at 6:30, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 7:08. It has been a year since the Badgers last beat a Big Ten opponent at Camp Randall Stadium. The Iowa Hawkeyes visit Wisconsin tomorrow. The last time Bucky beat a conference opponent was the 52-6 rout of Purdue on October 5th, 2024. The Badgers haven't won any Big Ten games or home or road since a 23-3 decision over Northwestern last October. Saturday's rivalry showdown is being called a must-win. Wisconsin needs 4 more wins to qualify for a bowl game, and the remaining schedule makes that doubtful. And veteran quarterback Joe Flacco will face the Green Bay Packers for the second time this season when he makes his Cincinnati Bengals debut on Sunday. Flacco was Cleveland's starting quarterback when the Browns defeated the Packers 13-10 on September 21st. The Bengals acquired him from the Browns this week. The Packers have won in overtime each of the last 2 games they played the Bengals. Their most recent matchup was at Cincinnati in 2021. And you'll be able to hear that game between the Bengals and the Packers on Sunday right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. Kickoff will be at around 3:25 with the pregame starting at 1. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Looking for a rewarding part-time job? Culbison is now hiring part-time trip drivers to transport school sports teams, field trips, and operate a weekday morning shuttle to Spring Green, starting at 4 a.m. Monday through Friday. Starting trip pay $17 an hour. You're paid for your entire trip time, including wait time. For more information, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Culbison Terminal on Highway 14 next to TC Auto Works.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin's Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
Soybeans and corn were lower Friday, cattle finished higher, and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You are made for farming, and so is Stein. At Stein Seed Company, they have decades of research dedicated to developing seed that allows you to farm the way you want to farm. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling. The trade continues to monitor the U.S. harvest and South American planting weather. There was also some bearishness attached to concerns about a planned end-of-the-month meeting on tariffs with China. November beans are down 15 and a half at 10.06 and three quarters. January was 15 and a quarter lower at 10.23 and a quarter. December bean meal, $1.90 lower, $2.75. December soybean oil is 97 points lower at $49.97. Corn was lower, also watching the U.S. harvest pace and the planting conditions in South America. Demand solid, but low water levels on parts of the Mississippi are limiting movement to the Gulf. December was down 5 1/4 at 4.13, and March was 5 lower at 4.29. And wheat was lower. The big bearish factor really continues to be the rise in global supply. U.S. winter wheat planting and development conditions in Argentina are mostly favorable. December Chicago was down 8 at 498.5. December Kansas City was 6 3/4 lower at 483. December Minneapolis wheat on Friday was down 5 1/4 at 551 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher, with box beef up at midday, watching direct business develop. Megan Grebner will have more on that in a moment. December live was up 262 at 242.52, and February was 2 higher at 245.40. November feeder cattle were up $1.85 at 375.90. January was 290 higher at 371.95. And hogs were mixed, with questions about sustained demand and also seeing some just general spread trade. December was 32 lower at 84.02. The February contract was 37 cents lower at 86.30. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Took all week for direct cash cattle trade to get underway. There was some light business reported on Friday, mostly in the north. Deals are marked at $362 dress. That's $2 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Any business in the south was slow to be reported. Box beef closed higher with good demand for solid offerings. Choices up 35 cents at $3.60. 557. Select was 206 higher at 346.39. Estimated cattle slaughter was 91,000 head. Cash hogs closed mixed with a moderate negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 7 cents with a weighted average of 96.40. No comparison at the Iowa, Minnesota, but a weighted average of 96.43. The Western Corn Belt was 45 cents lower with a weighted average of 96.42. Pork values closed higher, up $1.78 at 104.42. Butts were sharply higher, and estimated hog slaughter was 478,000 head. I'm Megan Grebner for Roundfield.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day, and the trees on your property are one you shouldn't take for granted. Since 1936, Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber throughout southwest Wisconsin. Their professional forest management team can help you make the best decisions for you and your trees. Call the professionals at Meister Log and Lumber today at 608-524-4414. That's Meister Log and Lumber, serving Wisconsin's forests since 1936.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. The head of the American Soybean Association says the escalation of trade tensions with China are concerning. Steve Sinski says an announcement from President Trump that he intended to cancel his upcoming meeting with China's president came as a surprise.
Just last week, the president posted on Truth Social that was his intent, was to get a deal on soybeans with President Xi and with China.
More news is next.
At Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children living in poverty worldwide grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and safe. And that means safe at home, at school, and online.
Hope means walking this path together, all of us. Because when we work together, we can do so much more.
That's right. Hope includes you.
Child Fund, because we need each other.
Learn more at childfund.org.
The best words to hear at the TSA security checkpoint? You're good to go. All it takes is a little preparation. Get to the airport early, bring a carry-on bag that fits in the overhead, and have an acceptable ID. Not all state-issued IDs will cut it. Check out tsa.gov/ID and see which TSA acceptable IDs make the grade, like a real ID or passport.
Before you jet, do a little prep, and you're good to go. Check out tsa.gov/ID or the MyTSA app.
Economist says the farmers waiting for an ag risk coverage payment on last year's crops will likely have to wait for the check. Pat Westhoff with the University of Missouri says the government shutdown is slowing down those payments.
Until there's an end of the shutdown, we will not have those payments in farmers' hands.
Several farmers say a one-time government bailout is not a long-term solution to the sluggish farm economy. Southeastern Illinois farmer Don Gwinnip says tight margins are on everybody's mind.
I think the thing that weighs on every farmer in the Midwest is the price squeeze we're in. We've got very low commodity prices. That fertilizer that we're having spread is just extremely overpriced.
And the Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Department of Agriculture has confirmed the state's first occurrence of the Asian longhorn tick. Producers who suspect signs of the Asian longhorn tick should contact their local veterinarian. More news online at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Grains trading sideways. Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. An ag economist says there's been some volatility in the markets this week. On this episode, Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net discusses the current issues impacting corn, soybeans, and wheat futures. He notes that basis, however, is improving. We'll have more coming up on Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Billy is your typical farmer.
I am.
But he's hiding a secret.
No, I'm not.
He's scared of white mold.
Yeah, so?
But he doesn't have to be with Zarina Fungicide.
Where's that voice coming from?
Zarina Fungicide helps provide early proactive control of white mold and other yield-limiting diseases on soybeans, dry beans, and canola. So Billy's yield potential is protected, and he can focus on other problems.
Can you get me a girlfriend, too?
Sorry, Billy, but remember, always read and follow label directions.
McCormick with AgMarket.net says fresh news has been hard to come by this week, and it's left the grains in a sideways pattern.
It's really interesting. There's not a lot of news because the government is closed. We should be having an October WASDE report, and that obviously was canceled because the government's closed. So we're not getting your normal flow of news affecting the market, but you're seeing some interesting moves in the basis market in the spreads in the last couple of days. The beans specifically, that spread between the carry, when I talk spread, the difference between the Nov and the January kind of narrowed up from around 19 cents just a couple of days ago to less than 15 cents. So when you're seeing those spreads narrow, usually that's a sign that somebody's seeing a little bit of demand for the bean market. And then on top of it, we heard several areas along the river market basis improved quite a bit yesterday, as well as the SIF, and you're hearing some rumors of the PNW basis firming up. So maybe there's some some buying being done under the cloak of the government shutdown.
McCormick says the wheat complex has been in a downtrend.
All right, now the wheat is just, honestly, it seems like the dog of the bunch. It just can't catch a break. In general, it's been in a downtrend. The demand has been very good for it. But I'm a little bit nervous now that demand's going to start backing away from it. A, we won't know that till the government opens up. But B, the dollar index has had one heck of a rebound from its mid-September lows to where it's at. So when that dollar weakens, it makes us more competitive on the export market. And we've had some very good wheat exports here recently. When you start firming that dollar up, that starts becoming a drag on the wheat market potentially because it's just less competitive.
He says weather issues haven't been an issue for wheat.
Not right now. I mean, I think the biggest thing is, as we're going into the fall season, we have guys getting ready to plant wheat, and we need a little bit of moisture. This late fall drought continues to lag, and a lot of producers that have started planting wheat are saying, hey, I need some moisture to get this wheat out of the ground. So something we need to kind of keep an eye on.
McCormick says his advice for growers.
The one thing we're telling producers out there, keep an eye on storage situations. Certain areas are definitely filling up, and that could cause some problems of where you try to put the final harvest of this crop. It looks like most of the bean harvest has been put away pretty well. That leaves us with the corn harvest. When you think about it, we got a roughly 1.5 billion more bushels of corn to handle this fall than last year. So, storages could become a premium.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Did you know falls are the number one cause of injury in older adults? Physical therapists at the Richland Hospital and Clinics help seniors build strength, balance, and confidence to stay safe and independent. In rural communities like ours, rehab teams treat everyone from toddlers to seniors with personalized, full-spectrum care. Talk to your provider to see if physical therapy is right for you.
This morning I got up at 6:01. I walked out and saw the rising sun, and I drank it in like whiskey. I saw a tree I've seen a thousand times, a bird on a branch, and I watched it fly away in the wind. And it hit me, it's a beautiful world. Sometimes I don't see so clear. Some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest. Sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just holding what all you've been given. as you're living. Some days you're living. I went back in and fired the coffee up. She walked in the kitchen like she always does, in my t-shirt, and it killed me. And I kissed her like it was the first time. She laughed and looked at me like I lost my mind. I said, baby, I love you, can't live without you. I know I don't say it enough, but some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest. Sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just forget what all you've been given. Some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living like you never die. Blue's a little bluer up in the sky. Your high's a little high. You feel that fire you've been missing. Some days you're living. Sometimes I don't see so clear. Some days you start singing and you don't need a reason. Sometimes the world's just right, your clear eyes ain't even blinking. Got a heart full of grateful for all you've been given. Some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living. Some days you're living, yeah. Living like you'll never die. Blue's a little bluer up in the sky. Your high's a little high. You feel that fire you've been missing. Some days you're living. Some days you're living.
That was Dirk Bentley with Living right here on Country and Community. Good evening, Tim Seed here. I'm going to be bringing you some great music up until 6:35, and that's when we'll have high school football. That'll feature New Glarus at River Valley. Hoping your Friday is a good one. Yes, another weekend has come upon us, already 10 days into October, and hopefully it is a good one for each and every one of you. Not too bad temperature-wise today. It was a little warmer than it's been for the past couple days. 73 degrees. That's more season-like right there. And we only got down to 47, and nights before we had 35. Man, that storm, I couldn't believe the thunderstorms we had this morning. Got woke up by the thunder, and man, it was raining. Had to run to the station to help Phil get something fixed this morning at about 5, and got soaked there. But yeah, we had 22 1/107 inch of rain. That's according to the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. But yeah, 68 degrees according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer right now. And just wanted to let you know that Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin is presenting Pride and Prejudice tonight through Sunday, and also next Friday through Sunday as well at the Richland Center Auditorium. Performances will be held Fridays and Saturdays, both weekends at 7, and Sundays at 2. And cost of admission is $15 for adults and $10 for children.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Just out Richland Center sits Chicken Ridge Farm, the pumpkin patch full of fall fun for the whole clan. Youngins can bounce, slide, maze, climb, and splash at the Bubble Barn. This year, that U-Pick patch is looking prettier than ever. Folks bring wagons, good old shoes to haul their own pumpkins. Or grab one atop the hill. The Snack Shack's wide open with vittles and drinks. Open Saturdays from 10 to 6 and Sundays from 10 to 4, now through October 26. Follow them signs clear down Chicken Ridge Road to the dead end at 18798 Chicken Ridge Road. That's Chicken Ridge Farms, where fall memories get made.
It's a live auction you won't want to miss. Join Buddy and Lori Dogs for their Living Estate Auction, happening this Saturday, October 11th, starting at 10:30 at 30694 County Highway W in Elroy, with preview from 9 a.m. This is the real deal. After 21 years on their beautiful property, the dogs are downsizing and everything must go. You'll find shop tools, lawn and garden equipment, antiques, sporting goods, music gear, household furniture, and more treasures being uncovered every day. Parking in the past and a food stand on site. Bring your friends, your neighbors, and your bidding spirit. It's the Buddy and Lori Dogs Living Estate Auction this Saturday morning at 10:30, County Highway W in Elroy. Brought to you by Judd Realty. For more information, call 608-434-2774 or Judd Realty at 608-524-9800. Be there. You never know what treasures you might find.
The Richland Concert Association invites you to another outstanding performance this Sunday, October 12th at 2 o'clock p.m. with the Wingra Quintet, appearing at the Seventh-day Adventist Church on Crestview Drive in Richland Center. Since its founding in 1965, the Wingra Quintet from the University of Wisconsin-Madison Mead Witter School of Music has built a tradition of artistic and teaching excellence. They've performed at national conferences and the International Double Reed Society, delighting audiences everywhere. Tickets will be available at the door, just $15 for adults. Students under 18 are admitted free with a paying adult. Don't miss the Wingra Quintet this Sunday, October 12th at 2 o'clock p.m. at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 26625 Crestview Drive, Richland Center, presented by the Richland Concert Association.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
We're down to the final 2 weeks of the regular season for high school football teams. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Lee, inviting you to join us for our game of the week on WRCO Friday night. It's a big one in the conference, with River Valley having not been beat in the conference and one loss for New Glarus. They'll meet at River Valley High School on Friday night at 7. Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show kicks it all off at 6:35 Friday night on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
Pull up a chair at Richland Family Restaurant Studios with home-cooked country sounds and small-town spirit.
Together we will laugh and love with nothing left.
happens to Betsy. I don't know if you can hear me, but I appear you're coming in clear as a bell. Happens to Betsy. I finally quit the drinking, so I hate my demons put you through hell.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks with two locations for your convenience, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Tennessee, officials say there are multiple fatalities after a blast at a manufacturing plant dealing with high military-grade explosives. Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis says 19 still unaccounted for.
Right now, we're prioritizing people that are involved, their families, and trying to be very compassionate toward them.
The cause of the blast still unknown. The White House budget director says workforce reductions have begun due to the ongoing shutdown. The International Association of Firefighters, which represents federal firefighters, now calling on lawmakers to reopen the federal government, saying they continue to show up each day without pay. Phase one of the U.S. peace plan in effect in Gaza. All remaining hostages expected to be released early next week. And Palestinians are also returning to their war-ravaged communities. A new trade war is looming. President Trump threatening to slap China.